Well, I had hoped. Committee Structures, July 18, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. I had hoped that people would have sense enough to do this for themselves, but I find that most of them are totally clueless, so have developed a list of recommended subcommittees to help them better envision how our American government is supposed to be organized and how it gets things done. Please see attached and get it out to the coordinators and post it on the websites. Recommended Basic Committee Structures. General Assembly Standing Committee of the Whole. General Education Committee. New Member Orientation Committee. Events Committee. Records Committee. Treasury Committee. Oversight Committee. Ombudsman Committee. Vetting Committee. General Elections and Quorum Committee. Office of the Marshal at Arms. International Business Standing Committee. International Security and Education Committee. Congressional Committee. General Assembly Standing Committee. Court Venue Committee. Law Education Committee. Jury Pool Committee. Court Oversight Committee. Sheriff's Committee. Coroner's Office Committee. Litigation Committee. Militia Special Purpose Committee. Membership Committee. Provisions Committee. Education Committee. Operations Committee. General Assembly Standing Committee of the Whole Subcommittees. General Education Committee produces educational materials and programs for the general membership and public. New Member Orientation Committee provides support and educational guidance for new members to overcome prior indoctrination and fear and dependency issues. Events Committee plans and executes events, meetings, and elections set up. Records Committee assists and oversees recording secretaries. Treasury Committee assists and oversees treasury functions. Oversight Committee provides general oversight and forum for complaints. Ombudsman Committee provides conflict resolution and arbitration services. Vetting Committee approves membership and reviews candidate eligibility. General Elections Committee handles notices and candidate publications, sets dates, promotes participation in elections, provides ballots, poll watchers, and ballot security. Office of the Marshal at Arms ensures safety and decorum at all meetings and events, caretakes the flag, works with the Elections Committee to secure ballots. International Business Standing Committee. This committee is composed of state citizens and is responsible for conducting international business for the Assembly, including setting up the state of state organization needed to complete reconstruction of the Confederation and Federal Republic. International Education and Security Committee reads and assesses international and global news and trends, keeps up with security issues and concerns, is briefed on international issues impacting the states of the Union, may make presentations and recommendations to the General Assembly. Congressional Committee vets candidates for congressional offices in the Continental Congress and, once the reconstruction is complete, will also vet candidates for the United States Congressional Delegation, will receive nominations, publish election notices, conduct elections for these offices, provide ballots, and secure and announce the election results. General Assembly Standing Committee. Court Venue Committee seeks accommodations for the courts to hold session, negotiates use of our public buildings for this purpose, serves notice that our public courts are restored, invokes ex parte Milligan, 2 U.S. 71. Law Education Committee evaluates educational opportunities to familiarize members of the Assembly about our public law and its administration past and present. Jury Pool Committee develops pools of competent and eligible jurors to serve on both trial juries and grand juries, administers selection of jurors, reimbursement of expenses, and other issues related to maintaining and caring for jurors. Court Oversight Committee provides necessary oversight of the public court system and its operations to ensure fairness and proper procedures, investigates claims of malfeasance, incompetence, or bias. Sheriff's Committee works with the county sheriffs to evaluate and bring forward the concerns of the Assembly County sheriffs to better assist them in the performance of their duties. Coroner's Office Committee takes on the oversight functions for the coroner's office, investigates complaints and works with the coroner and his staff to improve their service and capabilities, record keeping, and end-of-life services. Litigation Committee works with assembly members who have active litigation concerns to assist them with asserting their position with respect to the foreign courts and educating them to avoid entrapment. Militia Special Purpose Committee. Membership Committee evaluates candidates and vets them for specific jobs within the assembly militia, seeks to encourage participation in the militia, understanding of the militia's role, and support of the militia's functions. Provisions Committee acts as the quartermaster for the militia, evaluates needs and means to meet those needs for equipment and other provisions needed to carry out militia duties. Education Committee develops tests and educational materials and programs to train militia members. Operations Committee develops short and long-term operational goals for the State Assembly Militia, creates plans to implement projects and goals, evaluates militia readiness, acts as oversight for the militia, works with the Ombudsman's Office to resolve complaints related to the militia and militia service, works with the Peacekeeping Task Force to coordinate joint operations, when appropriate, with constitutional sheriffs and with Continental Marshals Service personnel. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.